Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Reziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Hil v'Shamai Kiblu Mehem. Hil and Shamai received the tradition. They got the Masayra. All the Torah was handed to them from Shmai and Avtalyoin. And this Hil and Shamai are the famous ones that we see throughout Gemara. Whenever we have Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shamai, that's Machlokes between the two yeshivas of Hil and Shamai. But here we're talking about Hil and Shamai themselves. As we begin with Hil, who is the Nasi, Hil Omer. Hill says, "Avei talmidav shal Aaron. A person should be from the students of Aaron Hakayin. Oyev shalom v'roidav shalom. Loves peace and chases after peace. Oyev esabrius v'makarvan l'tayra. Loving people and bring them close to Tyra. We know the famous office of Reb Nasan. There in Aaron Hakayin, we saw two people fighting. We'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Obviously, he would go to one of them, Reuven. He would say, 'You know, Shimon feels so bad about what's going on. He even came to me to ask that I go to you to beg you for forgiveness.' And then, of course, Reuven would say, 'Wow, I definitely forgive him.' And then he would go back to Shimon and say the same thing about Reuven. And then when Reuven and Shimon met up with each other, it was like they were good old friends because Aaron managed to make peace with them. And it was the same exact thing regarding loving people and bringing them close to Torah. He would go over to an Ovir Avera and be kind to him, showing him a pleasant face. And the guy would think to himself, oh boy, if he knew what a Baal Avera I was, he would stay far away. And that would bring the guy to do tshuva. Moving on to Mishiyad Gimel, Huay Omer, he used to say, this is still more members from Hillel. We haven't yet gotten to Shammai. And actually, this mission is interesting because it's written in Aramaic, which was a common language spoken by Yidden back then, kind of like the Yiddish of old. And this is either because Hillel was originally from Bavel, which is where he used to give these teachings over. So that's why writing them down in their original language. Or maybe it's because he dafka said them in Aramaic, even when he was in Eretz Yisrael, so that even the simple people who didn't know Hebrew could understand. And so here's a bunch more things that he used to say. Negad Shema, Avad Shemei. If a person's name has traveled far, that's what Negad Shema is. It's stretched, it's traveled far because he has some sort of chashva possession. So Avad Shemei, he's going to lose his name. As we learned previously, that authority, Rabbanus, is to be kept away from because it causes a person's demise. Next memra, Udola Maisef Yosef. If a person doesn't add on, which means even though he's learned Torah, he doesn't continue adding to his Torah learning and keep on growing, so then Yosef, everything he does have is going to be forgotten. And Udola Yalef Ketala Chayev. Somebody who doesn't learn at all and refuses to learn, so Ketala Chayev, which means it's fitting for him to be killed. And that's because the purpose of one's physical and mental capabilities in this world are really meant to be used for Torah. And if he doesn't want to use them for this purpose, then he deserves to be taken from the world because his koiches are being misused. Lastly, udishtamish betaga chalaf. If a person uses the crown, that's what the word taga means over here, which means he uses the crown of Tyra for his benefit. He harnesses the power and the chashivas of Tyra just to be able to use it for his own personal gain. So chalaf means he's just going to end up being moved away from the world. He's not going to live long because this is an improper use of Tyra. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yadalid with more members from Hillel and on to Mishnah Tezvav with members from Shammai. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.